It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Usually there are no words. A dog will walk up and go to town. That's it. That's all they have to do. Aren't you lucky that we as humans don't do that?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, that'd be kind of awesome if we did.
No,
you didn't
have
to like, go through all the process of that.
Highly illegal.
Lucky.
It's not awesome.
Not lucky. That's not cool.
Well, it's not cool because it's not a part of the kingdom.
Right.
So every other
animal species can do it.
Okay, well, then you go in the ocean and let a dolphin have its way with you and be like, this is really cool.
It's natural.
If I was a dolphin. They probably don't like it either.
Okay. Now you're just being ridiculous.
So, for the sake of ridiculous.
Well, you are for the sake of being ridiculous for no reason.
Yeah, standing up and saying that.
Never mind, Travis. Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
So, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is that not the usual?
So, do you think female dogs are really?
Oh, he turned his mic off.
Okay.
How about I turn my mic off and you guys can do your show?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, that's Creed?
Oh, no. It takes a truly exceptional e-brake to knock. That's not Creed, or is that Creed? And I would say that one is worthy. Well, we'll be filling in again midway through the year, and you'll definitely hear the Creed e-brake again. All right. Three candidates this week. 888-787-1310 if you would like to voice your opinion, America. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is Jay King, everybody's favorite Ticket Top 10 host, fill-in extraordinaire. He's been running the board, he's been producing, he's been all over the place. And Jay King, much like Dave Lane had a late-in-the-year Laugh of the Year candidate, Jay King had a very Woody Woodpecker laugh last week. Let's listen. Or earlier this week. Let's listen.
Last week. Who is Kate Spade?
Kim Jong-il.
Oh, sorry. That's a sign you don't have a girlfriend.
Kate Spade
is
the bag designer.
Invented purses.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, those are the bags we know, not your brown bags.
She sued herself.
Ooh.
And her brother's David.
Oh, yep. Really?
Why is that?
Brother's not David Spade. Also, poor.
That's all I thought of.
Also,
Hugh Spaden.
That doesn't make it true, though. That doesn't make it reportable.
I'm gonna Google it.
You can't just report things for the sake of reporting things.
That's her brother-in-law.
Insiders get breaking news all the time, and I can't say that that's his sister.
We run a tight ship around here. Born on this day, now dead. Let me kill my.
You reported a guy a week or two ago about watching porn in a meeting.
That's true.
That was a good J-laugh there.
There was a good J-laugh.
Mark that one. Yes, David Spade and Kate Spade are brother-in-law and sister.
First of all, y'all know you were on air.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of momentum there, but...
What are you talking about? Suck.
That was a good...
One more time?
That's pretty great.
That's really weird. I've never heard him laugh like
so
that.
So out of nowhere.
Dude. That's good when you can make someone pull out their 1% of the time laugh.
Yeah, that's when you know it's actually funny, not just the courtesy laugh when you get the embarrassing.
Although he was
laugh.
Laughing at himself, wasn't he?
No, he was laughing at me.
Oh, okay.
Because Ham's the funny one, so he had to be laughing at
him. We gotta tell him once a day.
My joke!
So Jay King, candidate number one for his Woody Woodpecker laugh. Candidate number two is the aforementioned idiot Matt Birmingham. As you made... Maybe the most bold claim of 2025.
It sounded like Corby wanted that dumped. I'm glad we played it unedited.
It was saved unedited and played on air unedited, because that was a big debate of when it happened, whether or not we should dump what Dave said or not in the e-brick replaying.
I think enough time has passed where you can just say it.
That's canon number five. Canon number six, I protested this one. I claim to be a good...
You claim to be a boot.
You can't even get the words out to say you're a good broadcaster.
Oh, damn it. Went wrong.
Son of a bitch. Take a shot of vanilla.
I claim to be a good broadcaster when I'm not on air.
Would you like to defend your statement of I claim to be a boot?
No.
It also is not good that you're a good broadcaster off air.
Doesn't like that, help for us right now.
That kind of is an oxymoron. Like you can't be a good broadcaster when you're not on air.
After you drop, I claim to be a boot on air, I would have just omitted your next line of what you were trying to say, of that you're a good broad.
I pretty much did.
Just abandon it.
Can we hear it again? It sounded like Corby wanted that dumped. I'm glad we played it unedited.
It was saved unedited and played on air unedited, because that was a big debate of when it happened, whether or not we should dump what Dave said or not in the Ebrick replaying.
I think enough time has passed where you can just say it.
That's canon number five. Canon number six, I protested this one. I claim to be a good...
You claim to be a boot.
You can't even get the words out to say you're a good broadcaster.
Oh, damn it. Went wall.
Son of a bitch. Take a shot of vanilla.
We got a good Monty laugh there, too. I claim to be a good broadcaster when I'm not on air.
I also realized, too, no one was more upset at you than you.
No!
Damn it!
No! Not again! Why?
Was that line written down?
Yeah.
Because you write out basically everything you're going to say in a day.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't read.
I can't read, dude.
Yeah, maybe he's a poor typist. Maybe he's just reading what he's typing.
You should try just talking without looking.
Because it happens when I write down stuff
Talking?
What?
I said typing without looking. Talking without looking.
What? What's happening?
Don't try to redirect your e-brake fail on him.
He's trying real hard.
I really am.
Take that buck back, bud.
Well, Ham claiming to be a boot is candidate number two, 888-787-1310.
Canadian Ham.
Yeah.
A boot.
This is the year of the boot.
Our final candidate, a tribute to today's producer, Jacob Dedamore. As Mark Elfenbein was in last week with Baldy and Sod doing the morning shift, and that means that you talked to the great Brian Jones. And Brian Jones got brothered by Elf. And the show, even though they should understand, Brian Jones probably doesn't understand the context of any of that.
No.
They chose to stop down the segment and kind of debate it. And Brian's just sitting there, awkward laughing, not really knowing what's going on. So let's hear it.
And it is time for Brian Jones of CBS College Football's on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. And it is brought to you by Moss Heating and Cooling. And Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. Heck, I'm going to say hook them to Brian Jones because I'm a Longhorn grad, 83, brother. What's up?
My man, hook them back at you, dude. You were there for some great football back in those early 80s. I think that 83 team had about 20-some guys got drafted.
Yeah, I just turned into Daddy for a second, but that's another story. I was there.
Well, good for the awareness.
Yeah, no, listen.
Glad you caught yourself.
I'm also a fan.
Donald, we had Kenneth Sims.
Boy.
He's got to be so confused.
He was LaMarcus Elfenbein well before he called him brother.
He's just being Elf. It's just Elf doing Elf.
He was really leaning into that one. A lot of switching going on there.
Oh, and Sod really liked it whenever he mentioned Daddy.
Yeah, he dug it.
Sod was all about it. Can we hear that one more time?
And it is time for Brian Jones of CBS College Football's on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. And it is brought to you by Moss Heating and Cooling. And Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. Heck, I'm going to say hook them to Brian Jones because I'm a Longhorn grad, 83, brother. What's up?
My man, hook them back at you, dude. You were there for some great football back in those early 80s. I think that 83 team had about 20-some guys got drafted.
Yeah, I just turned into Daddy for a second, but that's another story. I was there.
Good for the awareness.
Yeah, no, listen.
Glad you caught yourself.
I'm also a fan.
Donald, we had Kenneth Sims.
Yeah, he switched way before that, brother.
For any candidate or just any staple guest of the station, if you said, I just turned into Daddy for a second, would they have any idea what you're talking about there?
Brian Jones definitely didn't.
Definitely not. He played along, though, the best we could. So those are your three candidates today.
Did you tweet out a gif?
Jay King with a funny Woody Woodpecker laugh. You've got Ham claiming to be a boot for some reason. And Elf brothering Brian Jones. 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for on the e-break? Oh, dear.
What's going on?
The person that was on the line just hung up, and now there's nobody else on the line.
Did we not say the number at all?
Not enough. Well, it's the beginning of the year. It's like spots. They're light in Q1.
So maybe we just go around the horn.
We got a caller.
All right, we got a caller. Caller, you are on the air. We're going to weigh this vote very heavily. Who wins the e-break of the week?
Yeah, this is also not Cruz and Alito, and no one cares. Give me Ham.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, not Cruz. Ham with one vote. And I think Ham is the winner of this week's
emergency
break.
We've got to wait for people on delay.
All right, we got another one. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George. This is Brady Tom. Hey, how did you know? What's up, my brother? Brian Jones. Ooh, Brian Jones. Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Caller.
He speed ran.
Brother.
The whole Brady Tom interaction.
All right, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Give me Ham.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Very nice.
888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Radio slash Warmore.
Ooh, the first of 2026.
Beggars can't be choosers here.
Yep. Caller, who wins the e-break?
Can I vote for Dave, please?
What? You can. It's not going to
mean
anything, but we appreciate your vote. All right, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break, sir?
That would be Elf.
All righty. Thank you.
That's efficient. Yeah.
2-2. Got some good voting here. It took a second, but we got our voters. Caller, who do you vote for? Caller, who do you vote for?
Give me the boot.
All right, a Ham vote now with 3. Caller, who do you vote for to win the emergency break of the week?
Hey, I'd like to vote for the boot.
Sounds like the same guy.
All right.
Might be.
Ham's Das Boot. And now with 4, 1 away from winning this thing. Caller, you could be the deciding vote. Who wins the e-break? Ooh, they dropped. Get back. There we go. All right, caller, who wins the e-break?
Yes, this is not Cruz and Alito, and I'd like to vote for Sweaty Swamp Bottom.
Sweaty Swamp Bottom, I think that's
an Elf vote.
Not a candidate.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's an off-air nickname.
Elf leaves quite the puddle in your chair on Sunday mornings.
All right, 4 for Ham, 2 for Elf. Caller, who wins the e-break?
Come on, AM radio.
Sounds like the quadruple fake Natalie Maines.
You're on air.
I'd like to vote for Ham.
Vaginal slice, born.
All righty, there we go. Ham is the winner.
Go. I want it to be legit.
For the most outrageous claim of 2025.
It sounded like Corby wanted dumped. I'm glad we played it unedited.
It was saved unedited and played on air unedited, because that was a big debate of when it happened, whether or not we should dump what Dave said or not in the e-break replaying.
I think enough time has passed where you can just say it.
That's canon number 5. Canon number 6, I protested this one. I claim to be a boot. Good.
You claim to be a boot.
You can't even get the words out to say you're a good broadcaster.
Oh, damn it.
Went wrong.
Son of a bitch. Take a shot of vanilla.
I claim to be a good broadcaster when I'm not on air.
As we're told to, like, limit the super inside stuff, just in that one clip, there's, like, 50 inside work in progress jokes happening. You reference vanilla.
Yeah, I have a shot of vanilla in front of
you. You're the only person that when I'm disappointed in them, I tell them to take a shot of vanilla. I don't do that when I'm upset with, like, DJ.
7 off-air Ham drops of
no!
Yeah, you immediately yelling no what you just said. All right, Daddy, how many wins is that for old Boot Ham?
That is Ham's 7th e-break win. He is now 133 because Norm extended his lead 2 weeks ago. Behind the all-time leader, Norman, maybe this is funny enough for Monty, the self-proclaimed god of comedy hits his.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Return volley.
Good job, Ham. And good job, callers, for picking us up there. We were really worried there for a second.